A drying trend continues across the Northeast as a disturbance is weakening overhead. We had a round of rainfall with clouds last night. A few spotty showers lingered into this morning, and many of us woke up to mostly cloudy skies. But as the day has moved along, drier air has been funneling in, so the showers have come to an end, and we are transitioning from cloudy to sunny skies as we speak. In fact, from Albany on south and east, it's been quite bright through much of the day. We are still looking at some lingering clouds in areas west of the Hudson River and also across portions of Vermont. Moving into tonight, we'll continue to see that dry air mix into the region, so the clouds will basically go away. Temperatures will be on the cool side as we settle back into the 30s and lower 40s. The next couple of days look to be quite mild as high pressure comes into control at the surface and a ridge builds at the jet stream level. So the warm air will lift into the northeast. Temperatures are expected to reach into the lower and mid-70s in most areas on both Wednesday and Thursday. So while we see warmer air come into our area, some pretty cold air is going to dive into the nation's midsection, and that's basically how it works. It's like a seesaw. As the cold air dives into the middle part of the country, the warm air is lifted up the east coast. So we have no major weather issues the next couple of days. It looks like a pleasant stretch. The only concern as temperatures warm is that conditions are going to be on the dry side, so we may increase our brush fire threat over the next couple of days. Late on Thursday into Thursday night, we are going to watch a backdoor cold front come in, and by Friday, our airflow is going to come more off the ocean, so that's likely to chill us down as we wrap up the work week, so highs on Friday will be mainly in the 60s to right around 70. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild, high in the lower to middle 70s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, partly cloudy, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, mild, high in the lower to middle 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the 30s to around 40. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, low in the 30s to around 40. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, high 70 to 75. Region-wide on Thursday, partly sunny and continued mild, with highs in the 70s. And on Friday, mostly sunny, a bit cooler, but very pleasant, with highs in the 60s to around 70 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.